This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. I really do appreciate it. Head up to the website, realside.com. I'll wait. See, I can see when people buy stuff. So hop on there right now. Buy a coffee mug, TRS coffee. Everything tastes better, and I keep telling you that, in a TRS coffee mug, but you don't believe me, I don't know what to tell you. All right, you got my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You order it online, I'll sign it and send it to you. If you order 5,000 of them, I'll deliver them to you. Okay, that's how much I like the book. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, give me your email address. You know, we send out one email a week, as some of you know. We just let you know who's going to be in the show, the kind of topics we're going to be discussing. Same thing with texting. If you would like to be notified by text, simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and we'll let you know when the show's coming on. Okay, look, we got a lot. I don't want to sound like Hannity, but, you know, we got a lot happening, a lot in the news, and going to get as much as I can. Tom Del Vaccaro is going to join me after the break. You know, there's so much going on, so much to unwrap in the Mueller report, so much to unwrap in what's going on with the Dems. But here's the deal. Sarah Sanders, my new hero, well, she's always been a bit of a hero, she came out and let the left have it. She has had it with the left and what's been going on. And at this time, I've been saying this for years, and some of you have locked onto it, but here's the deal. We need to stop playing by the gentleman's rules of boxing. Because they're not. They're playing guerrilla warfare. And I always say, in the Revolutionary War, if we had played by the rules of engagement that the Brits had, we would all be subjects of the Queen today. But they didn't know how to play by guerrilla warfare. They weren't there. That's how we won. And it's the same thing now. You want to win this battle with the left? It's time to play like they do, but better. Anyway, Sarah Sanders on the lawn of the White House.
Well, I frankly disagree with you, and so does the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General. The report found that they were unable to make a decision that went over to the Department of Justice, where they did make a decision. The Attorney General followed the legal process. He worked with the Deputy Attorney General, who's been involved since the very beginning of this two-year absurdity, and they made a decision that there was no obstruction. So that makes it a complete and total exoneration. I don't know any other way to look at it when the whole purpose of this investigation was to determine whether or not there was collusion. And there wasn't. They were incredibly clear in the report that there was no collusion, not just not by the president, but by any American, no one on his team. That's a great thing for our country, and it's a great thing for this administration.
So this is perfect. They don't want to hear this. And this is so true. So now, all of a sudden, it's not about Russian collusion. Now it's about everything else but. See, but I'm on a rant. I'm on this track. And here's the track that I have. Let's go ahead and let's release all the papers on the Mueller investigation. And then let's do it this Friday. Gives people a weekend to work on it, right? the next Friday, the Friday afterward, let's release all the papers on Hillary Clinton's email scandal, okay? And then the Friday after that, let's release everything on Benghazi. And then the Friday after that, let's release everything on Fast and Furious. I mean, let's just, hey, they want transparency? We'll bury them in transparency. They'll be spending so much time defending the things that they said and they did, they won't even be able to say the name Trump anymore. That's what we need to do. David Bego, who's been on the show a couple times, he is the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, and how he beat the, I don't want you to hear these words, he beat the SEIU at their own game. They came in like a bunch of thugs. They tried to force unionize his workers, and his workers didn't want it. They even voted against it. But they weren't interested in that. They were only interested in what they wanted. All right, he beat them in federal court, but he beat them at their own game. He went and he read their playbook. He looked at how they won their court cases. He looked at how they inundated, right, the people that the SEIU fought, they went after. He looked at how they inundated the people that they went after, and he did the same exact thing to them. He filed lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, calling out what they were doing. They were going after his vendors. They were going after his customers. They were even going after his employees. And he beat them. What makes you think we can't do the same thing? What makes you think that by pushing back, by laying out the truth, I'm not saying you make up stories. Don't make up any stories. But I've been saying this for years. What we've always needed to do is we need to steal a Karl Rove tactic, okay? We put a big 4x8 whiteboard on the floor of Congress, and every time these loons from the left come out and say, we need to do this or we need to do that or this, you sit there, and in plain simple English, with illustrations, you put up on that board the truth. That's what you do. And you don't let them wiggle out. You do not let them change the narrative in the middle of the conversation. You know, I was starting to take it personal. This whole thing with CNN and those two guys they won't let back on, I start going, why aren't they calling me anymore? That's why, not that I'm as important as those two guys, but I want you to think about it. Every time I went there, the host of the show was frustrated and flustered and even had to defend CNN a couple times with some comments that I made. Why would you bring me back? Because I'm pushing back. I'm questioning what you're saying. They don't want that. They want you to go along and play nice. I don't know how to play nice. Somebody stole that chapter out of my life book when I was a kid. I don't know where it went. If you got it, send it to me. More than happy to work with it. Joe Messina, your host. Tom Del Beccaro joins us after the break. We'll be right back. Heat up your coffee. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And please, be part of the conversation, okay? Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Get involved. Get engaged. Because, again, you never know. When you're having a conversation with somebody, you just never know what you might pick up from them. And you know what I mean by that. You know, different avenue, different way to approach politics or a particular issue. So Tom Del Beccaro is joining me because I'm sure he's having a field day this weekend. He's an American author, lawyer who served as the chairman of the California Republican Party. And Tom, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks so much. I think this is my eighth interview in 24 hours. But happy to be on.
Well, listen, obviously they wouldn't be reaching out to you if you weren't just a wealth of knowledge in this stuff. And your book, The Divided Era, it really called out a lot of this years ago as well. Let's start off with the Mueller report, and then we're going to get into the real sickness going on the left. But the Mueller report on Friday, coming out on Friday afternoon, were you surprised that it actually came out on a Friday? I mean, I want to start there with you.
No. I mean, we've come to learn that Friday afternoon is the political witching hour. You should expect things on Friday afternoon because they don't want to. If the news isn't how they otherwise would have expected it, they think it won't get covered. And honestly, traffic is down on Friday afternoons and on the weekends. So maybe that was his political idea.
Yeah, and you don't have to deal with it all week. I mean, it really is. It's not like you have to deal with it immediately for the next 3 days solid. These people get to take a break and mull it over for a while. Mueller, and again, after all these years, you know what the Dems were expecting here. You know what they were expecting to see. And Mueller didn't come out and actually say. He did say that there was no collusion or no tie. But he didn't actually come out and say there was no obstruction. Was that his place to say or not?
No. What a prosecutor properly does is decide whether to charge or not to charge. Remember, one of the worst things Comey did was go on TV and say, Hillary did these 412 bad things, but I'm not going to charge her. He shouldn't have even been on TV. But you either decline and say nothing. You don't get to say, in this case, well, there were evidence that looked like obstruction, but evidence that didn't, and therefore I'm not making a choice. You're not supposed to do that. And so, but he gave maybe as some of the eyes.
I lost you.
Maybe as a thumb in the eye to Trump, he gave the Democrats something to talk about by saying there was potential evidence of, in effect, saying, well, some things look like collusion.
Well, now the Dems are talking about bringing. This was their golden boy. They were going to pass a law to protect him. They worried that Trump was going to run over him because he had so much against Trump, and now he seems to be Satan's second cousin. They're going after him with a vengeance because they didn't get what they wanted.
St. Mueller has fallen. It's absurd. 2,800 subpoenas, that's a staggering amount. 500 witnesses, that's a staggering amount of work. Now, look, I think it's unnecessary. I have a piece coming out in Fox that talks about this week, about we should have known this all along. I mean, on May 17th, 2017, Dianne Feinstein, senator, sits on the Intelligence Committee, and remember, this was an intelligence exercise against Trump.
Right.
And she sits on the Judiciary Committee. She said, Wolf Blitzer point-blank asked her, do you have information that indicates this? And she says, no facts, just rumors. 6 days later, James Clapper, former top spy in America, violent, almost anti-Trumper, is asked the same question. He says, as of January 20th, when I left the government, no, I didn't have any of those facts. So that means that Feinstein was going on 11 months and not having seen anything. Clapper, 7 months, and neither of them had facts. At that point, all of this was predictable. Because if Clapper had the facts, he would have told the world, he would have leaked it. even if it was classified information, knowing him, because he's a abject liar, he lied to Congress.
Yep.
He wittingly lied to Congress. So this is was all predictable. And I don't know why anybody's shocked, but here we are 2 years later. They tried to obstruct the White House, and it didn't work for them. I mean, it did work in a sense, but ultimately it's now it's obvious that there was no collusion.
Now, and you've got, what do we do with Shifty Schiff? Because he's come down, what has he been saying, for a year now? That he saw direct evidence that linked Trump to the Russians. And that's why, remember, he was going out of his mind with this. What can we do with him? Can we do anything for him?
You know, I'm personally embarrassed that Adam Schiff went to high school about 15 miles away from where I went to high school. No, the answer is he will likely pay, even though he repeatedly distorted the truth, at the very least lied otherwise. No, Eric Swalwell, another guy 20 miles from where I stand right now, saying there's all this collusion. No, the truth won't matter to them. They used it. They made extreme statements to satisfy their ego and to get on TV, and they'll pay nothing for it.
Unreal. You know, one of the things that I've been pushing, and you probably won't agree with me, but I said, look, let's be as transparent as humanly possible. Let's do this. Let's release all the Mueller papers. And then a week later, let's release all of the email investigation papers. Then a week later, we could do Benghazi. A week later, we could do Fast and Furious. Okay? Block out nothing. But we got to go to a break. We'll be back in a minute. You can respond to that if you wish on the other side. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He used to represent lots of high-profile clients, including porn star Stormy Daniels. Now attorney Michael Avenatti needs a lawyer for himself. Avenatti under arrest in New York after the U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna in L.A. and the U.S. Attorney in New York City, Jeff Berman, filed federal charges against him.
Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with zealous advocacy for a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work.
Now the charges include bank and wire fraud and extortion. Avenatti accused of trying to extort $20 million from sneaker giant Nike.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been.
President Trump at the White House reacting to being cleared in Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
I'm proud to be American. I don't know about the rest of you. And actually, I don't really care. It's all about me for the moment. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on. I always have a good time when Tom's on with me. Tom Delvin Baccaro joins me. He's the author of a book called The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, do you really think, I mean, first of all, thanks for being on with me, but do you really think there's reconciliation here after you saw what went down on Friday and the true divide between the right and left?
Well, no. In Chapter 10 of my book, I suggest to people how reconciliation could begin, but that doesn't mean people are following me at this very moment on the subject.
No, I don't know. You know, one of my, I don't know if you'll agree with me on this, but I think it's all about education. I think we gave up, conservatives, however you want to lay it out, Republicans gave up education decades ago, and we've allowed decades of liberal indoctrination, decades of mishistory information, and I think that's what's led to, you know, young people believing that socialism is better, young people believing that capitalism is bad, young people believing that, you know, that Republicans and conservatives are Satan's second cousin, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. It was actually just over 11 decades ago in one day, I mean 1 year in 1908, when the public school system came into being, took over for private institutions, the vast majority of which were religious-based. And the reality is that if a civilization doesn't transmit its values and traditions, quote-unquote, educate its next generation, in a generation or two, the civilization comes apart. And that's where America has been. That's the system. And if we ever want to preserve American values, we need to go back to private school dominated instead of government school dominated.
Well, you can send the cards and letters, your nasty cards and letters. Every time I beat up on education, I say the same thing. Look, if you really want to see, you know, our parents were in school before the Department of Education came about. I graduated high school just after it came about. How did we ever survive? And now you have a Department of Education saying, look at how our kids are graduating. Look at the misinformation that they have when they leave schools. We have one of the worst now education systems on the planet, if you would. And contrary to popular belief, money won't fix it. It's not all about money. Black and Hispanic kids in inner cities get some of the worst educations in this country. And who are they run by? Who lays out the education system in those areas? It's Democrats. It's liberals. So they're not helping them at all in any way. So now I forgot the question I was going to ask because you sent me on a tangent. Hey, a pie's on. Avenatti.
You were...
What?
Yeah. What an arrogant...
Go ahead.
What misplaced... Really, the magnitude of his crimes are... I mean, the dollar figures involved are stunning. This guy clearly is a con man. And for him... to have said he wants to run for president.
He would have fit in well.
Blows me away.
With his party.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's not gonna end well for him. I mean, I think he's in... there's something else came out today that he withheld a $4 million settlement from one of his clients.
Yep.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, he gave... When I read the article, apparently, and you would know more than I would, he made a settlement on behalf of one of his clients, and the agreement that he came up with, or the agreement that he made with the other attorneys, he gave his client a whole different agreement with lower numbers on it. And then he had the money wired to... What?
Yeah, he's a con man.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's no sugarcoating it.
No.
But the arrogance of him to say that I'm going to run for president. I mean, but then Beto O'Rourke, my last op-ed on Fox News, was about Beto O'Rourke. I mean, talk about an empty suit. He takes $85 million of people's money. He's done nothing in government. He loses. And then he decides, okay, time for me to run for something bigger. Why? What has he ever done? Who is he?
Oh, but Tom, you're forgetting that Abraham Lincoln also lost several elections before he became president. That's what they all keep telling
you. A man of character, not some guy who eats dirt, literally.
Yeah, but listen.
After...
He scares me, Tom. Beto, AOC, Omar, I mean... These people are getting votes, they're getting accolades, they're getting traction in the press. These people scare me.
Well, look, I another one of my Fox News pieces is that Bernie Sanders is going to be the nominee. And I continue to be, certainly feel that he will. And it's pretty simple why. He's the only one to have run... a nationwide campaign. He has the most committed followers of anyone. He's in the lead along with Joe Biden. One of my next Fox op-eds is how Joe Biden's going to fade. Bernie has... absolutely. Joe Biden is a great prospective candidate. People like Joe Biden. He's actually a nice guy. But... he's a terrible actual candidate. How bad is he? He's so bad that the Democrats didn't even consider him after 8 years of being a sitting vice president. That's unheard of.
Yep.
And look, Dick Cheney didn't run, but he had no ambitions to. He said all along that he wasn't going to run. So... this is just unbelievable that people think that Joe Biden's some sort of savior because he makes more gas than anyone. So I think he's going to fade. Bernie's going to win Iowa. Bernie's going to win New Hampshire.
And then what are they going to do? How are they going to deny him?
Listen, I agree with you. But I got to tell you, I am not as confident as you from a standpoint of the DNC is still pretty whacked. And their leadership is not in lockstep with, you know, what's going on. And what makes you think that they won't somehow try to take it away from Bernie again?
Because they cleaned up their process. And remember, he lost primaries to Hillary. He wasn't actually winning that many. He's going to win a bunch. He's going to be their nominee.
Okay. I hope
you're
right.
And if you're a Trump supporter, that's what you want.
Yeah, I'm with you.
A full-on socialist to run it in a capitalist society. It's incredible that a socialist will get there to that, you know, stature, but it's going to happen.
Okay. This one here, I've been mulling this around for days, and you're a good guy to run it by. When does Trump, now that the Mueller investigation, for all intents and purposes, is over, when does he finally sit back in his chair and go, I've had enough, we are done with this, okay? Now we're going to take on A, B, C, and D. We're going to go after the leakers. We're going to go after the people that put out the misinformation on FISA. Will he do it? When is he going to do it?
Well, of course, the smart thing is for him not to be involved at all and to have Lindsey Graham, Jim Jordan, and others carry that water for him. Here's what's going to happen. For about 10 days, there's going to be an argument over releasing the report. The report will come out. It'll probably be 30% redacted, roughly. The Democrats will scream about the redactions. And then we're on to debates. And I can finish up after the break.
Well, why don't you take us out? Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Tom Del Vaccaro will be with us on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Okay, it's a good way to start the week off, right? On a happy note, most Dems won't be happy, no matter what music I play. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Tom Del Beccaro joins me. He is a former chairman of the California Republican Party, author of A Divided Era. Now, listen, we'll put a link on our website, also put it up on Facebook, and you got to go grab the book. Seriously. You know, some of you are guessing all over the place. Read Tom's book. Here's a guy that's done the research. He's been in politics for a lot, I think since he was 12 or something, and he's got some really good things that'll you can walk through in the book, or will walk you through in the book. Anyway, Tom, thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much for having me on. We were talking about what's going to happen. So for about 10 days, there'll be this argument of how much of the report to release. It will come out. There'll be redactions because that's what the law requires in certain cases. The Democrats will complain that that's, you know, hiding something. I mean, some of them idiotically said today that Barr is part of a cover-up already.
I know.
But and then the story will move on a bit. The Democrats will want to talk about obstruction, because what the report will say is, well, these, apparently Mueller's like said, well, these things would indicate in some regard that it could be possibly obstruction, and they'll run with that, and then the debates are going to occur. And finally, it will start to reach independence how far left the Democrats are. The media will have lost its credibility on this. The Democrats lost credibility on this. And then all of their far left debate statements, and they will start taking a dive in the poll among independents, and that is when they will course correct and stop this investigative process, or at least back burner it.
Okay, but have they already gone far enough out on the plank where they might not be able to come back? I mean, how does this help Trump and the Republicans, if you would, in the 2020 election cycle, or does it?
No, they are too far left to get elected in many respects. The question was, as a practical matter, where do these investigations go? They've gone too far left. They won't be able to come back. Look, this helps Trump because the media was discredited and he's been claiming they've been saying fake news all along. Check that box, he was right. He said there was no collusion all along. The Democrats said there was. The media said there was. Mueller says there isn't. Check that box for Trump. Where does this leave the Democrats? What is it that they have now from which they are credible? And the answer is that they don't have something. And now we're going to get into debates about socialism, and none of that's going to play well.
No, and you know what I find interesting, too, is think about something. They agreed to this investigation. They were part of the team that drafted
it,
how this...
It was Mueller.
Right? Right, exactly. And, you know, they're always railing on Trump for not staying within the law, not staying within the guidelines. And here they have an investigation that's ended up, and they want the AG, for all intents and purposes, to break the law. I mean, there's only so much that he's supposed to, right? You see what I'm saying? They don't care about the law. And Pelosi, who I thought was having, you know, a moment of clarity, you know, we're not going to impeach the president. We really need to get down to A, B, and C. Now she's come back around and said, okay, I saw the letter from the AG, and my attitude is it's actually raised more questions than it's answered. Well, that's only because she didn't take her meds that morning. If she would have taken her meds, she would have found out that she got a lot of the answers she was looking for. And that's why I say to you, I don't know where this is going to end.
But the answer is, when it's hurting their candidates so objectively that their candidates start saying, you got to stop this because we're getting killed. Now, that, by the way, will be the congressional candidates. The congressional candidates will be saying this because there's 41 newly elected congressional Democrats.
Right.
And the time to get an incumbent is their first election after winning. And a lot of them are in districts that Republicans held for some time, and that's going to be a difficult place for them to defend this continuing saga after they said it was over whenever this guy speaks. And so they're going to be the ones who will be asking for this to stop, and the Democrats will have to do it because Nancy Pelosi cannot afford to go back into the minority. She will be run out.
Oh, yeah, she'd be done. I agree with you. You know, I'm watching as you're talking. I'm seeing some of the titles and things popping up here. Clapper has defended his Trump-Russia commentary. It's a real sickness when you got people like Schiff and Clapper saying, no, there is direct evidence tying Trump to the Russians, and then Mueller, as you say, their saint, their savior, comes out and says, no, there's nothing. There's nothing here. There's nothing to tie these people together. Do they really believe this, or is this an illness, or do they think that from a political standpoint this will get them some traction? I'm really confused by this, Tom. You've been involved in politics longer than me.
Well, right now they're in denial. I mean, the magnitude of what he said was pretty simple. They were offered help and they even turned it down. So,
right.
This is not a good look for them, and they don't quite know how to deal with it. And so they're in between because their followers are still in shock because their followers said to them, are saying to them, wait a minute, you told us all along that this was out there. What do you mean there's nothing out there now? And so that's not washing. And so they're still trying to cater to them and trying to just figure out where to go tomorrow. This will be worked out over time. Soon enough, some of the wiser heads will walk away from this, but some of the crazies won't.
Which is most of the team we're talking about.
So they won't be able to do it because they're too far into it.
Now you're the attorney, so when it comes to, the information that Mueller has, right, and some of it's grand jury information, that legally either doesn't have to or should not be released, correct? Or how does that work?
It can't be released unless Trump allows it, and that's not going to happen either, because there are ongoing investigations, and that would be irresponsible.
So
don't expect it all to just come gushing out. The reality is that this is a major victory. It's a loss for the Democrats. It's going to take them a while to get around to the point where they give up on it, but it can't happen right away because they told so many people that it was true, and they can't just suddenly go, oh, we're wrong. Because they're going to have too much egg on their face.
Yeah.
They are going to have too much egg on their face.
Well, but you're right. You know, they're sitting there trying to figure out, do we say we made a mistake? They can't say that. I mean, they don't have the humility to even think about saying that. Seriously.
Yeah, no, it's an ugly. They're not in a good place. I mean, this is devastating. Because remember, they went all in for 2 years on this. This was no minor attachment. This was their 100% focus. There's no way to get around this for them where they can just go, okay, just kidding.
Or no, you're exactly right.
To us.
This was, you're exactly right. 110% in. They had him. They knew they were going to nail him. This was it. This is where their energy went. Now, Kamala Harris came out. You know, most of the presidential candidates on the far left have come out and said, you know, we still need to go further with this. We need to pull in A.G. Barr. We need to pull in Mueller. I mean, they're going to subpoena these guys to come in for what end or to what end? They can't be good for them.
Well, the answer to that is there will be some of them that will, what the Mueller report is going to say, Trump, on the one hand, something to the effect of, on the one hand, Trump did this, and maybe that's an indication of some level of collusion. On the other hand, he did Y. That's enough for them to want to carry on. And so by bringing in and continuing this, they're going to say, look, Mueller said that act could be collusion, and that's all they're going to want to do is live off of that. So it's not over in their mind. That's where they think they're going to go. But because Rosenstein stayed and signed off on this, look, all of this is going to wear on independence. It just is. And when that becomes obvious enough to the congressional candidates is when they'll stop this.
Yeah. All right, Tom, tell people where to get your book and how to find you regularly on Fox and other places.
Well, best hub is politicalvanguard.com. And the divided ears at Amazon, and go to Fox News or Fox Business and find me as well. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Appreciate your time with us. A lot coming up the next hour. Don't go far. Seriously, we're going to have a smorgasbord of crazy stories. Apparently, Sebastian Gorka has now been banned from hard news shows on Fox. What is going on? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.